And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Ми не залишимо без нашої відповіді жодну.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said global pressure on Russia had to be increased significantly during his nightly video address on Thursday. Zelensky also said the talks on Ukraine joining the European Union should begin this year, but the EU has made addressing corruption a requirement for Ukraine joining the 27-member bloc, and that process takes multiple years. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited Kyiv on Thursday with a delegation of more than a dozen officials that promised military, financial, and political aid before the first anniversary of the February 24th invasion of Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin evoked the spirit of the Soviet army that defeated Nazi German forces at Stalingrad 80 years ago to declare on Thursday that Russia would defeat Ukraine, supposedly in the grip of a new incarnation of Nazism. In a fiery speech in Volgograd, known as Stalingrad until 1961, Putin lambasted Germany for helping to arm Ukraine and said, not for the first time, that he was ready to draw on Russia's entire arsenal, which includes nuclear weapons. Ukraine rejects comparison with the Nazi regime. Russian officials have been drawing parallels with the struggle against the Nazis ever since Russian forces entered Ukraine almost a year ago. Israel's foreign ministry says Israel and Sudan have finalized a deal to normalize relations following a transfer of power from the military to a civilian government in Khartoum. After generations of non-recognition, Sudan pledged to take steps toward diplomatic ties with Israel as part of a deal brokered in 2020. Sudan's military has been in charge of the country since an October 2021 coup, but says it intends to hand